Welcome to the UK Made Easy podcast, where we help aspiring international medical graduates like yourself achieve their dreams of passing their PLAB 2 and practicing medicine in the UK.
Hello and welcome to the UK Made Easy podcast. My name is Neda, and tonight I'll be explaining in brief how the GMC evaluation system works and how to use it in your favor during your exam. Okay, so how exactly are we graded in PLAB 2? You'll notice that once you enter the cubicle, the first thing your eyes will fall upon is the examiner, sitting right there in the corner, eyes centered at you, your tone, your facial expressions, your hand gestures, trying to read you from top to bottom. And it's quite intimidating if you think about it. But what if you were able to read your examiner as well? In this episode, I'll explain to you how your examiner's thinking and what they're actually waiting for. And let's make this a fair game, right? So, as most of you probably already know, each station is marked out of 12. You're evaluated according to three sections, or what they call domains. Number one is data gathering, which is basically history taking, examination skills, and the relevant investigations that you might mention. Number two is the management, including, of course, the treatment plan, follow-up, and the safety netting, which many people fail to mention, and yet they wonder why they've lost a huge chunk of marks in management. Number three is the IPS, or the interpersonal skills, and that's your rapport and the general attitude or vibe that you express throughout the station. So, are you empathetic, or are you judgmental? Are you addressing the patient's concerns properly? That's basically it. Each division is for 4 marks, giving a total of 12, and that's the general idea that most people have. Now, the trick here is that you're also evaluated according to your demonstration of 10 skills. 10 dreadful boxes that mark your whole performance. If you get a U under any of these boxes, it stands for unsatisfactory. And that means the examiner did not find that particular skill in your performance. So when your examiner leans forward and writes something on the pad or ticks a box, that's not a good sign. You did something wrong. But don't panic. The plus side here is that you're in control now. You've noticed, you know where you went wrong and what he's probably thinking, and you have the rest of your 8 minutes to fix it, so it's a plus side here, okay? I mean, as a previous PLAB 2 candidate, after I saw my own grades, I immediately knew the reasons behind every U I got in those boxes. And if I had enough awareness back then, if someone had explained it to me, I would have been able to fix those mistakes on spot. Okay, so what are the 10 major skills you want to train yourself to master before your exam? We have consultation, diagnosis, examination, findings, issues, language, listening, management, rapport, and time. Now let's take them one by one. Number one is the consultation. What does that mean? It means it's whether you're organized and if your approach is logical, basically. You see, more often than not, the simulator tends to talk to you about their issues or shift off topic during your history taking, just to distract you and see if you're going to stick to your scheme or not. So let's say the simulator managed to get you talking about his job and the fact that he wants to change it, or the fact that he left his dog alone at home. And yes, that does happen during your consultation. While you're still taking your present history, and you do flow with it. Huge mistake. This is not the time where you're supposed to discuss that. So not only will you waste your time, but the examiner will instantly mark a U in your consultation box. Never let a patient lead you. Yes, always do show interest in his concerns, but stick to your scheme and tell him, that's actually a very valid concern, or I can see that's really stressing you, I can see you're worried, we'll come back to that in a moment, okay? And just flow on with your history. You want to find the right balance between being polite and attentive, but still not losing your focus and not losing your organized approach. So that was number one, the consultation. Number two, we have diagnosis. And here they don't mean that you have to absolutely reach a definitive diagnosis. As long as you reach appropriate differentials, you're fine. You only get a U here if your predictions are way off charts. Then we have examination. This tests for your use of tools and if you perform the steps in the right order. And that's of course only relevant in the examination stations. Then we have findings. Now this tests your ability to identify any abnormalities given by patients or examiners, whether they're during the history, investigations, or examination section. So let's say they give you an x-ray that shows maybe cardiomegaly. If you fail to realize that there's an abnormality here, you get a U in this section. Next, we have issues. Now, this is where most people get used. This is the most commonly ticked box. This is your ability to identify the key element of the station or what the patient actually needs. Now, many people do get marked unsatisfactory in this area because they're preoccupied with the things they've memorized and they just want to say everything, so they fail to tackle the patient's concerns, which is actually a major part in your performance. So that's issues. Then we have language. Now, this refers to your use of jargon or medical words, whether or not you keep checking for understanding. So if the only voice the examiner is hearing is yours for a while, you will get a U here. Next, we have listening. Now, examiners tend to tick this area generally when you repeat questions several times. Now, this happens sometimes with stress when you forget your next step or when you get a mind block, you tend to go back to the questions you already asked, and that does happen to everyone. Just make sure you handle it smoothly till you get back on track, but not by repeating questions. Repeating questions implies that you haven't been listening to the patient when you ask questions that they've already answered, right? And in fact, you'll always get an aggressive answer from the patient. Like, for example, they'll tell you, "I told you, doctor, it started 2 days ago." So be careful. Always try to avoid that. Then we have the management box. This is about, of course, the appropriate plan and the follow-up and safety netting. Nothing new here. Then we have rapport. This refers to your ability to win the patient over, your empathy, your tone, your facial reactions, and whether or not you use stock phrases as well. That's very important, and they actually hate these. Stock phrases are stuff that most candidates have been taught to say, and they're just repeated, and they usually sound out of place and odd. Things like, I'm really sorry to hear that, when repeated too much or when misplaced, they sound very awkward. Like, for example, if the complaint is constipation, why would you be sorry, right? They hate that, and they know people have been taught to say these, okay? So they immediately tick you a U under rapport if you do that too much. And then finally, we have time. Of course, you'll get a U here if you don't finish on time, and most people are bound to get a U in this part in at least one or two stations, so it's nothing to worry about. This was the standard GMC evaluation system taken from their website, and this is exactly what we use as a team in UK Made Easy. We apply this in our mocks and in the way we present all our material in the courses and notes, because we've learned that this is how to target the highest scores possible in all sections. So this will be the end of this episode for today. Stay tuned for actual applications of this evaluation system in our role plays soon.